What I'd like to do now is put a microphone in the hands of Paul Volcker, who has thought about all these things, experienced all these things, and has lived through some of the most interesting history of regulation of the last few decades. I will tell one story on the chairman before I let him speak. When I came to Washington as a young reporter, and one of my responsibilities was to chase him around the halls of Congress and try and get him to say something interesting, which was absolutely impossible. And on one of these days, there was a rumor in the markets that the Federal Reserve had intervened in the foreign exchange markets. And so I was part of a little group of Cup reporters chasing Paul Volcker down the hallway of the Rayburn Building saying, "Did you intervene? Did you intervene?" And he imperiously ignored us all the way to his car. And just as he got to the car, he opened the door, he started to get in, and he turned. And he opened his mouth, and we knew something was coming. And he said, "We did what we did, we didn't do what we didn't do, and the result was what happened." And he got in the car and closed the door.
A somewhat exaggerated story, Alan, but you did indicate I've been around a while. And at my age, I guess my function is to provide a little perspective. And let me tell you, the most startling thing I saw up here on the group that was discussing the banking system, that the most important thing in the world was to strengthen the FDIC. Now, I came into the Treasury as a young fellow and 46 years ago. At that time, the FDIC was not prominent on anybody's radar screen, but they had a new building, and they were dedicating the building when one Representative Wright Patman was delivering the dedicatory speech. Wright Patman, as chairman of the House Banking Committee, was not very popular in the Federal Reserve or in the Treasury, and as the most junior official, I was sent over to listen to the speech. The burden of the speech was, the trouble with this country is we did not have enough bank failures. That is one problem, ladies and gentlemen, we have solved. That's the atmosphere is quite different. Look, I've been involved in thinking about these problems for some time, as you know, and I've been struck by the breadth of the area of agreement, seeming agreement, among the various committees, governmental, private, that have looked at this. Everybody's concerned about the systemic risk problem and who should be the systemic regulator. Problems of transparency and reporting are common. Review of mark-to-market accounting, credit rating agencies, infrastructure for clearing, all the kinds of things that you will hear. And it sounds like between the Group of 30 and the FSA and the Basel groups and others, you know, we're ready to write the new bill for the financial system. Learn from all this stuff. There's a great urge to get it done. But I think what you have demonstrated here, as I'm listening, I'm sure all morning, is that beneath the seeming consensus on the broad elements of reform, there is a lot of disagreement. There's a lot of disagreement in principle, and even more disagreement in detail. So there is a great kind of political pressure to get things done in a hurry. Strike while the iron's hot. We've got a G30 meeting coming along. We've got to decide something in G30 meeting. The House Banking Committee wants to do something. The Senate Banking Committee wants to do something. And let's pick out systemic risk regulator. That's a good one. Or let's pick out the hedge funds. We'll get after them. I mean, I guess my principal feeling is not too fast. Because all these things, I think, was demonstrated here very clearly. Any specific reform raises questions about how it fits into the whole system. And unless you have some idea of the direction in which you want the system to go, it's a little premature to be taking too much specific action.